Yeah, Mishnah is Masechet Yevamos. We're holding in the third Perek. We're in the middle of Mishnah Zayin. We just got finished the Yisayda of Chayil V'Nesra L'Shrachas. She remains also Leilam. Now the Mishnah continues on and says, what's going to be Shloi Shachem? Again, you have these three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shinayin Mehen Nesuin Shtei Achoyis. Two of them were married to two sisters. V'Yechon Nosin Nochas. Again, Levi was married to a lady that was not related to the first two. Now, Geirish Echon Mibali Achoyos Esishtoi. One of the first two brothers gave a get to his wife that was his sister to the other brother's wife. But Reuven gave a get to his wife. Now, Umeis Nosin Nochris. Now, Levi dies. The Maisa, his wife, is mutter to both, to Reuven and to Shimon. And V'Okinosa Hamagorish V'Meis. Now, Reuven, the one that his wife, he gave a get to his wife, he was Miyavimha. So now Reuven has now Levi's wife, Umeis, and now Reuven dies. So now the Nochris is falling to Shimon. So Zui Shiarmu, this is where it says, Vechulam Shimeis, or Nizgashu, Sarasei Mutaris, that here the Maisa, there's a good Mitzvah Yibum. Because the Maisa, Reuven, first gave a get to his wife. So now there's no more, the two brothers are now married to two sisters. In other words, Shimon now is allowed to be Miyavimha. Even though Shimon is married to the sister of Reuven's wife, but the Maisa Reuven gave her a get first before the Yibum took place. So Zihu Sharma, that's what we learned in the first Mishnah, that Bakulam Shemesa, if the Ervas die first, or else in his garsha, the Baal gives her a get, and then it comes to Mitzvah Yibum, Tzorasei Mutaris. Then the Maisa is the head of Yibum, because B'Shas Yibum, she's not a Tzoras Erva. Not the Mishnah Ches. V'chulon shehoye ben kedushin oy gershin b'sofik. In any one of these 15 arroyos, when one of the brothers got married to them, the kedushin was only min asofik, or else the brother gave her a get, and it's a sofik whether it's a good get or not. And then this brother died, so Shiloh is now, he has another wife. Does the other wife fall to his brother for yibum? Or do we say no, since the erva is still married to him, she's a tzoras erva? So locher is a re'e lu tzorois, chosos loy misyavnois. When his first husband dies, so it's a suffix now, whether he's still married to the erva or not. And therefore the second wife that he has, the tzoro, there's a mitzvah chalitza, because min ha-suffix we have to say, maybe he wasn't married to the erva, and therefore there's a mitzvah yibum. But loy misyavnois, because maybe he was married to the erva, and therefore there's no mitzvah yibum, it's tzoras erva. So therefore if you want to make chalitza, no yibum. Now the Mishnah explains, Ketzad Sofik Kedushin. What's the case of a Sofik Kedushin? That means Zorat is Ruvain, Zorak La Kedushin. He threw a cast of Kedushin to his brother's daughter. Sofik Korav Loi, Sofik whether the Kedushin, the cast of, was closer to him, Kedushin is not Chal. Sofik Korav Loi, did it reach closer to her, and the Kedushin is Chal. So Zel Sofik Kedushin is called the Sofik Kedushin, that the Mishnah says, and you have to give Chalitza, not Yibam. What's the case of Sofik Gershon? That your brother Taka was married to his brother's daughter, and then he gave her a get. And Kosav Diksav Yodoy, he wrote the get in his own handwriting. And V'yayno Levedim, no Edim were there. Or else Yesha Levedim, Edim signed on it. But V'yayn Boizman, there's no Zman on the get. Or else Yesh Boizman, there is a Zman, a date on the get. But V'yayn Boyeli Edechot, there's only one Edechot. And Ksav Sefer also. So therefore, Zel Sofik Gershon, this considered a Sofik Gershon, meaning that even though Midiraisa they get this Chal, but Midirabonon though they pass all these Gittin. And therefore you have the same halachis that Midiraisa the Zik is Chal, there's a Mitzvah Yibum, but Midirabonon though she's still a Tzoras Erva, therefore you can only give Chalitza and not make Yibum. Your Mishnah test. Shloi Sha'achin, you have three brothers, Nesuyin Sholosh Nochris. Each one married a wife. Separate wives, they're not related one to another. Umei Sechem him. One of them dies, Reuven dies. For Yosabu Hashemet, Sheni Maimer. The second brother, Shimon, he makes Maimer Teches Reuven. Which means with the Rabbonin they're married, but not Midi Raisa. Umei, and now the second brother, Shimon, dies. So now, the one that he made Maimer to is falling now to Levi two times. First of all, she already fell when Reuven died. And now when Shimon died, she's falling a second time mid the Rabbanin, because Shimon made Maimah with her. So, Lachar is a Reyelu Chotzos Loi Misiavmais. Now the Rabbanan is not allowed to make Yibum with her, because she's falling from two Yivamas, from two brothers, and therefore going to make Chalitza. Because Midiraisa, the fact that Shimon made Maimer means nothing. So Midiraisa, she's still only falling to the third brother because of the first brother. So therefore, he has to do something. He has to give a Chalitza at least, but not Yibum. The Mishnah says, why Shinema? Because the Pasuk says, Umeis Achad Mehem, Yivama Yavo Leho. Meaning if one of the brother dies, so then the brother alive is supposed to come and be Miyavim her. So we darshin Sheoleo Zikos Yavim Echad, that is laid, your sister-in-law is falling to you only because of one brother. But V'loi Sheoleo Zikos Shnei Yavamim, not in this case, that she's falling to Levi because of both brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Since Shimon made Maimah with her, some of the Rabbani is married to her, so when Shimon dies, she's falling now to Levi because of Shimon, and also because of Reuven. So therefore, with the Rabbani, you cannot make Yibum, and therefore you have to give Chalitza. Rabbi Shimon says, Miyabim Leza Shirtz. He says, no, he doesn't dash in the Pasuk this way. And of Adam, that Levi can make Yibum to whichever one he wants to. Meaning either to Reuven's wife, or if now the Shimon died, about the Shimon had his own wife also. So he can miyabim either one of them. And v'cholis l'shnia, the second one, he should give chalitza to. So the shot from Shimon is, if Shimon is mesupik, what's the kinyan maima? Again, when Reuven died, so Shimon made maima with his wife. So according to Reb Shimon, maimer either is kind of a kinyan gomer. If it's kind of a kinyan gomer, so now Shimon made yibum. And therefore, when Shimon dies now, there's only Zika because of Shimon, not because of Reuven. So therefore, Levi is allowed to be miyavim her. So or else, on the tzad, maim is not kain, it's not a kinyan at all. So also, each one's falling from a separate bias, and therefore, Vaita, Levi can make yibum whichever one he wants to. But the second one, though, he can't make yibum to, because you have to be afraid that maybe Maimo was kind of a kinyan gomer, and then both these wives were both Ashes Shimon, and you can't be miyabim both wives, only one of them. But you can't get away without anything, because maybe the maimer was not a kinyan, and they're falling from two separate brothers. So therefore you have to give the second one chalitza. What's going to be Shnei Achen? You have two brothers. Nesuyin l'shtei achoyis. They were married to two sisters. Umei sechem, and one of the brothers dies. So, now his wife falls to the other brother, but she's an erva, because she's achos ishtoi. And then, v'yachakach meis ishto shosheni. And then the second brother's wife dies, the sister dies. So, locher is, still the first one is an erva to you. Harezu asura levelomis. The first Yavama, she's still also to you. Because at the time when the first brother died, she was an erva to you. Even though later his wife died, she became no more erva. But since Peshas Nefila, she was an erva, there was a Ptur and Yibum, so she remains an erva to Geshesach Elamis. And the Mishnah says, the Klal is, Hoyel Venes Rol of Shrachas. Since at one time she became also to you, she remains also. What's going to be Mishnah Yud? Shnayim Shekitru Shtei Noshim. Two men had chasnis. Each one went to marry his own wife. Reuven was Mekadesh Dina, let's say, and Moshe was Mekadesh Sipora. Now, Bishas Knisos Nechupa, when they went to have chupa, means to have the Biya, so Bishaygi, by mistake, Hechlifu Eshel Zeh Lezeh, V'Eshel Zeh Lezeh. Each one had Biya with the wrong wife. So each one did a chet b'shoigi, he lived with an eshes ish. So locher is, harei elu chayovim mishum eshes ish. Both of them are chayav to bring a korban chatis, for the ver that did b'shoigi, lived with an eshes ish, it wasn't their wife. Now, hoyu achin, let's say these two, they were brothers, not Stam Reuven and not some two people, but they were brothers. So, and also they exchanged the wives. So now they have to bring two chatois, mishum eshes ach. They're also chanav and chayv mishemeshes ish. They're also mechayv mishemeshes ach. It's your brother's wife. It's your brother's wife, and therefore you have a second issa. Now, even though the tata say ein issa chalal issa, but here the both yisur mechama vasachas. Therefore you're over two averus. What's going to be v'mhoi yachoyis? Let's say they're also sisters. Then you're over a third averus mishem isha lachoysoi. Each one lived with his wife's sister. So you live with an Ashes Ish, with your wife's sister and with your brother's wife. What's going to be more your nidus? Let's say they were both nidus, mishum nidur also. You're over four averes then. And therefore it says, umafrish and oison, after the bia, now we have to separate them, the wives, from the husbands, three chadoshim. They have to wait 3 months to tell if they became pregnant or not. Because Shem and Muboris, remember they came pregnant from that bia, we have to know who the real father is. Fiyamoya ketanis, let's say the ladies were ketanis, shein and bruis leila, they can't give birth. So then machzir and oison miyad, then they'll let it go back to the husbands. Why? Because it was done by Shaygei, and by Nashis Ish, even though Nashis Ish is Mizana with somebody else, but it was done by Yonis, by Shaygei, she's still Mutala Baila. But what's going to be the Mahoya Kahanis? These ladies were Kahanis. They were taken married to Yisrael. So still the first law applies, they're Mutu to the husbands. But they were Kahanis, meaning that they're Ladi Truma. That if they go back to the base of Vio, they will be Ladi Truma. But now, Nislum and Truma. Like even if the husband dies, and they don't go back to the husband's house, they can't eat truma because there's a pagam here. Because even though in Eishes Yisrael, she nensa is muta labayla, but over here, Lamai says she was a kanas, and she becomes posa lakuna, and therefore it's negaya Torah that she can't eat truma. And if not, if she be an Eishes kain, if the husband will be a kain, she'll be osa labayla. But now that she's tam the kanas, even though she's married to Yisrael, that's a chiddish that nifslu min ha truma. Here, Perek Yavi, Mishnalef, if you give chalitza to the yavama, v'nimtzeis muberes, and it comes out after you gave the chalitza, she's pregnant, and v'yolda she gives birth. In other words, your brother died, and they had no children, and you thought his wife was not pregnant. You thought there's a mitzvah yibum, and you gave the chalitza, and then it comes out she was pregnant from her first husband, and she gives birth. So loch is like this. If the child lives, so the pshat is there's no mitzvah yibum, and therefore the chalitza did is nothing, and therefore who muta b'kroi v'ser, he, the one, the brother that made the chalitza, is muta to krovim, and he, she, muteras b'krovov, is muta tis krovim, because they have no shaykhus one another. Because otherwise the chalitza is like a grusha. So any krovim that you're also because of the grusha, you'll be also because of the chalitza also. But here we say the chalitza is not chal, therefore they're muta. And vayta the Mishnah says, v'loy psola min akuna, she's not posol to marry a kain. Anisha that receives chalitza, it's like a grusha, she's also to marry a kain. But here this chalitza is psulam, and therefore she's muta to marry a kain. What's going to be ein avlacha kayoma? Let's say the child does not live. So then it comes out that there's really a mitzvah yibum and the chalitza worked. So then who also b'kroi v'ser? He, the brother that made chalitza, is like his gerusha. He's also to krovim. And vi asura b'kroivov. And she is also tis krovim. And upsula minakuna. She's also now to be married to a kain. She has a shem chalitza on her. Now Mishnah Beis, what's going to be hakoynis es yivimtoi? That your brother died, and you made bia, you have a kindness, you made yibum with his wife. And now v'nimtzeis muberes, the lady, she becomes, she's nikah, that she's pregnant. And we came out, she's pregnant from the first husband. And v'yold, and she gives birth. So it depends. Bizman shavlat shakayomo, if the child lives, so it comes out now that the bia was a bia sisam, because she's an heir of the keisha sach, there's no mitzvah yibum. So locher is yaitzi, you have to let her leave. And so shalom, if you have to give a get or not. Chavshu loshin is you have to give a get. Shami Shainim say no, since she's an heir, but the Kedusha was never chalm, you don't have to give her a get, just yaitzi, send her away. But the chayovim the korbin, yechayiv a korbin, both the yovim and the yavon and the yavama. They both had to be the korbin chattis, because they had a bias issa. What's going to be if you may have lacha kuyoma? Let's say the child does not live. So then you kayim, then there's the mitzvah yibum, and then the bee is a good bee, you can stay married together. What's going to be sofik ben tisha l'rishon, sofik ben shivli achron? That the mice said she gave birth, and she has a child shakayoma, but we have the sofik though, who's the father? We do not know if the first husband was the father, and she gives birth now 9 months from the first husband, or is the yavam, the second husband, he's the father, and she gave birth 7 months from this bia. So we have the sofik, then the locher is yaitzi. Min ha sofik, you have to give her get here, because maybe the ben is from the first husband, the first brother, and therefore there's no Mrs. Yibum, she's an heir with you. But we have Vlad Kosher. But Manashach, this Vlad is Kosher. Manashach, he had a Kosher father. Either was the first father, or was the second father. And V'chayov and B'yoshem Toli, both the Yovim and the Yavama, they're both Chayiv and Yoshem Toli. It's a Suffolk, whether they did an Issa or not. So they have to bring a Yoshem Toli on a Suffolk Issa.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Shomeris Yovim She'noflu Lo Nechosim. Shomeris Yovim means her husband died, and they have no children, and there are brothers alive, so she's waiting now for one of the brothers to make Yibum. So before one of the brothers made Yibum, let's say her father died, and she got a Yerusha now, she left Lo Nechasim. So what do we do with these Nechasim now? If she would have been married, Salachar is that Nechasim that she Yarshin, Zatla Nichtet Sarino Barzol, that the Baal only has the right to eat the Paris, and she keeps the Karka. So what do we do now? So Lachar is Moedim Beisham Vesil. They both agree Shemecheres v'Nesenes v'Kayim, that whatever she does with it is done. She can sell it. She owns this property right now. Right now she doesn't have a husband right now, and therefore it's not, because even if she has a husband, these type of properties, the Ika belongs to her. Only the Baal has a zchus to eat the Paris. That's all. So now that there's no Baal yet, she has a right to sell it. What's going to be Mesa? Let's say she dies. So she dies now, Mayase Biksubosa. What do we do with the Chiyuv Ksuba that she has? Now that she dies, she had a Ksuba from her first husband, and when her husband died, she had a right to collect the Ksuba. Just we're waiting to see if somebody will be Miyabim her. But now, before the Yibam, she died, who gets the Ksuba now? Hu Adin Uvnechosim Anechnosim V'yaitzim Imo. This is called Nichsei Milug, means the property that she brought in when she first got married, or the Nedunya that her father gave her. So that property belongs to her, and the husband only had a right to eat the Paris, and therefore it's called Nichnosim, it goes in and goes out with her. So what do we do with this property now when she dies? So, and what do we do with the Ksuba? So Beisham Yom Beisham says, Yach Leiku Yorshe Habalim Yorsheav. Like really, they're both arguing over the Yerusha of this Isha. Because the halacha is, if she would have been married, the halacha is when a wife dies, the husband yashins her wife. But here she wasn't married yet, it was only a din zika. Now, if she doesn't have a husband, then the halacha that her father yashins her. So here both of them want to claim the Yerusha. The father wants to claim the Yerusha. They said, listen, she wasn't married right now, and therefore he has the right to get it. And the Yorshei Habal say no, that listen, if the Baal would have been alive, he would have been Zoich in this property, and therefore we take over his Yerusha. Now, what does it mean, Yorshei Habal? Some say it means the Yorshei, the first husband, his brothers. Well, some say it means the Yorshim of the Yovim that's alive right now. Since there's a Din Zika, Zika's derives is like a Safik Nesuya, he also has a Schus. That's what some Shitas learn. So what do we do with this property? So again, so Beishame says Yachleiku, they divide it. The Yorshi Abalim, Yorshi Av, they divide it. They both have tainas on it, and there was a moment of Mutav Asafi, because Yachleiku. Who Beisila, Mesila says depends. Nechosim Becheskosim. The property is Becheskos who owned it before. So that means, Varshav Sainim means this is the Nichsei Tzern Barzel. Means when she gets married, she gave over this property to the husband, and he's mekabel achrayus on this property. He could do whatever he wants to it. And whenever she goes, when she leaves him, he has to give her back the value of the property, how much was worth b'shas he received it. But he had complete achrayus on it. Therefore, it's called becheskas of the baal of the husband. So the mefarshim really say what it means is, nechasim becheskasim means you'll say achleikum. The nechsei habal, the yorshei habal, and the yorshei of the father, because the father has a right, because the maisa she owned this property, she owns the goof, but the achrayus was by the husband. Therefore, they both have a schus to it, and therefore we say achleiku. Ksubosa, what about the money of the ksuba? That's becheskas yorshei habal, because the baal, he was the muchzik in the money. He has to pay it, and therefore now it's a suffolk, he has a right to keep it. What about nechosim that are nechnosim v'yotzim imo, the nechosim that she brings in and goes out? That's called nechse milug. that nichse milug, that property is like in the dunya, the present that the shreya gives the chosin. So that property, the guf belongs to the isha, but the peiris belongs to the baal. That's all. The baal only has the right to eat the peiris. He doesn't have a kinyan achrayis on the property. So the guf and the achrayis belongs to the isha. So therefore, that's called becheskes yorshiav. Since that was b'schus to the rishus of the isha, therefore her father yorshim yashes it, not the yorshi habal. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Konso, what's going to be if the Yovim is mekayim the mitzvahs yibum? He has beer with her. He makes the takes her for his wife. So locher is harei kishtel chodovim. Once the brother makes yibum with his brother's wife, she becomes his wife completely. Ubavacha takes subosa nichse by larishin. Providing though that the payment of the ksuba is upon the first brother's property. In other words, for everything else, once he makes yibum, it's kishta l'chodavar. Afterwards, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. He doesn't need chalitzer anymore. The zika goes off completely. This is the only thing that remains, that the mace of the chiyuv ksuba is still upon the property of the mace of the first husband. But let's say the first husband did not leave over any nechosim. Semid rabbonu there masakin a ksuba that the yavam now has to have a chiyuv to give his wife a ksuba in order that he should not be maitziha. Mishnah Hey. Mitzvah begodol yabim. The mitzvah yibum starts off with the oldest brother. He has the mitzvah chetchila to do the yibum. Loi rots, let's say the oldest brother does not want to make yibum, then mahalchen akol achin, any one of the other brothers could make yibum. And the Mora says it means we go boss of the age. The oldest one has the first rights. If he doesn't want, then the second oldest, the third oldest, we go down the age. Loi rots, let's say all the brothers, let's say the five brothers alive, all five do not want to do the mitzvah yibum. So lacha then is we do the mitzvah chalitza. So choizen eitzla god, we go back to the oldest brother of Yermel and we say to him, O lecha mitzvah, it's upon you to do this mitzvah. Oy chalitza yabim, either make chalitza or else you have to make yibum. So this is the chiddush, not only the yibum is begodol, but even the chalitza also. But let's say even if the youngest brother wants to make yibum, and the oldest brother wants to make chalitza, so about the yibum comes first, we let the younger brother make the bia, make yibum. Mishnah Vov, tola ba'kote natche yagdil. Let's say the oldest brother, Rosh Yavama, the case where the oldest brother that's here does not want to make yibum, but they have a very, very young brother. So they say, you know what, first let's wait until the younger brother becomes a little bit older, maybe he'll make yibum. Or else, oy ba'godol atche yavim medina siyom. Let's say the oldest brother went away, he's not here now, he went to Medina Siyam. So the other brothers are saying, let's wait until he comes back, maybe he'll want to do Yibum. Oy b'cheirish, oy b'shoitam. Let's say the oldest brother is a cheirish or a shoitam, and they say, let's wait until it becomes healthy, until it becomes normal. So lachar is ain shemle, we don't listen to this, we don't push off the mitzvah Yibum. Elo'imrim loy, we say both now to the Yibum and to the Yavama, or lecha mitzvah, the mitzvah's upon you right now. Oy chalitz, whoever's here right now, oy yabim, either make yibum or else make chalitza. We don't push off the mitzvah. Mishnah Zayin, ha chalitz liyavimtoi, harayu kiyechud menachem lanachlo. And as even though you gave chalitza to your brother's wife, you don't lose out. Because when your brother died, so who does his Yerusha go to? He doesn't have any children. So the Mishnah will soon see, if there's a father alive, it goes to the father. But if there's no father, then it goes to the brothers. So lachar is all the brothers yashin equally. Even though this brother that gave chalitza, he doesn't lose out, he gets a portion. Let's say there are five brothers alive, and one of them gave chalitza. So now all five equally divide up their brothers' Yerusha. The Mishnah says, Vim yeshom av, let's say the father's still alive, then the chosim shalov, the father yashins first, that's the lachar. If somebody dies, so the first one to yashim is his own children. If he has a son or he has a daughter, they yashin first. If there's no son, there's no daughter, then his father yashins. If there's no father, then the brothers yashin. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hakoinis es yivimtoi? Let's say you decide to make yibum. So the brother that makes yibum is zocha b'nechaser shalochiv. He takes over the Yerusha of his brother. Now, we don't divide it up with all the brothers, but the one that was miyabim, the one that married his wife, he takes over the Yerusha, he takes over the nechasim of his brother. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Because when the Pasuk says, yokum ha-shem ochev ha-meis, we hold it means yokum lenachlo. However, if Yehuda argues, if Yehuda says, Benkach or Benkach, whether the one brother makes Yibum or whether the brother makes Chalitza, it doesn't make a difference. Em Yeshomav, if the father is alive, then the Chosim Shalav, the father, the Chosim goes to the father. And if there's no father alive, then all the brothers Yarshin equally. As if Yehuda does not hold that the one that makes Yibun takes off his brother's Yerusha. But Allah, we pass on that like the Chachamim. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'cholis li'avimtoi. Let's say you give Chalitza to your brother's wife. So Allah is now midirabonin, she's considered like your Gerusha. Even though you're never married to her, midiraisa, you're not also to a sister. But midirabonin, though, you're also. So the midirabonin, Allah is, if you give Chalitza li'avimtoi, who also b'kroi v'seho, he's also with her craven. He can't marry now her sister. The asura b'kreivav, and she's also at his craven. Now it's as if they were married. That means who also is also b'ima with her mother, or v'imima her grandmother, or v'ima via her father's mother, or b'bita with her daughter, or b'bas bita daughter's daughter, or b'bas benov she had a son, the son's daughter, or b'achaisa. And now you're also to the chalutz's sister. Vizman shi kayemes, calls the man, the chalutz is alive, so that's the loch, as if you were married to him, that you can't marry your wife's sister, calls the man, your wife is alive. But the yachim mutarim, the other brothers, them mutter to her, because they did not make chalitza, and them mutter to her craven. Again, there's all of the rabbonim, the kaloch, the rabbonim made a chalutza like a grusha. And who adin vihi, she, that received the chalitza, is asura b'yaviv. She's also to marry his father, or be'avi aviv, his grandfather, or be'benoi, his son, or ben'benoi, his grandson, be'achiv. She's also to marry his sister, his brothers, or be'ben'achiv, and his brothers' sons. Now it says, muta odom b'kroivas tsaras chalutzosai. Because even though you gave chalitza to one of them, some of the Rabbanan Yoni also talk raven. What about, let's say there were two wives, the Tzara? The Rabbanan did not answer you to the Tzara's Kraven. That means, Mutter Adam Bekravas Tzara's Chalutzosov. You gave Chalitza to one. Now to the other one, the other wife that did not give Chalitza, even though she came part of through your Chalitza, the Rabbanan did not make you also talk raven. But the also Bitzara's Kravas Chalutzosov. Now, what's this case of Tzaras Kroivas Chalitzosai? So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns, let's say, Goin Shimon that gave Chalitza to Leah. And now Leah's sister was Rachel. Now her sister, Rachel, was not married to the same brother, but rather she was Nesuya L'Moshe, she was married to somebody else. Shein Kroivav, that this Moshe was not your Kroivim. So again now, Shimon gave Chalitza to Leah, which Leah was his brother's wife, and now Leah has a sister, Rachel, that's married to somebody else, married to a Moshe. And now what happened was, Moshe has another wife also. And then Moshe dies. So Lachar is just like Shimon is also Rachel, just like Shimon is also to be Miyabim with Rachel, which is his wife's sister, which is Chalutza's, his Chalutza's sister. She achos lutzosoi, the same way Yerasa b'tzaras Rachel, the other wife that was married to Moshe with Rachel the Tzara, which is called, she's called Tzaras Kroivas Chalutzosoi. She's the Tzara of Rachel, which was your achos chalutzosoi. So in this way, the Rabbanan asked it. The more goes for Arichas, why this way is worse. Here people make more gezeres this way. In other words, the Tzaras Chalutzosoi alone of Adi Rosetum. But her kroivim you mutter to. But over here, the tzara chalitzosai, where she was married to somebody else, and there was a tzara there, so just like yosa to the tzara of your chalutza, who had then yosa to that tzara of the chalutza. Your Mishnah ches, ha chiles liyavimtoi. If the brother gives chalitza, now v'nosa ochiv es achoisa, now your brother marries her sister. He marries the chalutz's sister. And then for meis, then your brother dies. So lachar is chaletz is loy mithyabemis. You have a chiyah to give a chalitza, Because again, mid yiraisa the achayis chalutzos is mutter to you. Mid yiraisa you're only yosa to the chalutza, not to a kravim. It's only mid rabbanim that you're yosa to the kravim. And therefore, now that the korav, the sister, falls to for yibum, mid yiraisa you have to give chalitza. Just mid rabbanim v'loy misyabem, she can't give a yibum because mid rabbanim she's yosa to you. V'chein similar, hamagaris the shishtoi. Let's say you give the get to your wife. And now your brother marries her sister, and then your brother dies, and the maisa, your wife is still alive, so you're also to marry your wife's sister, even though you gave her a get. So this is an erev mid'iraisa. Therefore, in this case, you're parted from chalitza and from yibum, because since she's an erva, she's achos ishtoi, even there achar aget, she's still also to you, but there is an erva, therefore is a ptur in yibum. Mishnah tes, shemeres yovam shekiddish achiv es achosa. Or shemeres yovam means that one brother died without children, there's a mitzvah yibum, and now the other brothers are waiting, they didn't do a mitzvah yibum yet. They weren't miyav, and they give a chalitza. It's called the shemeris. Like they're waiting to do the mitzvah. And now the brother's wife, the eishes hameis, falls to yibum to all the brothers. What happened was shekiddush achiv. One of the brothers went and made kiddushin with the yavamis sister, even though right now really. So again, one of the brothers now went and was mekadesh the yavamis sister. So even though really she's zosat him now, not with an ervam. But the ma'aseh is called achos kukosai. Since the sister fell to you for yibum, so it's a din zikam, and therefore now really you're not supposed to be mekadish the zikuka's sister. So what should we do now? So Mishnah says mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Masei Ramu. The name of Yehuda ben Masei was said over that Imrullah. We say to this brother now that made kedushin with the sister. Hamtaim wait ad sheyase ochicha hagodol. Until the bigger brother goes and does the maisa, means either he's miyabim the yavama or gives a chalitza. Because, like the Mishnah says, cholat lochiv, let's say the other brother makes chalitza, or else he comes, or else he makes yibim with her. So now, yichnes es ishtoi, now the other brother that made maima, that made kedushin with her sister, is allowed to marry her. Because since the other brother made yibim first, he took off the zika. Now that there's no zika, the sister is mutter to you. So then you can make nisuyin with your wife. So that's what Mishnah says again. Cholas lochiv. If the other brother makes chalitza or kenosa, or else he makes yibum with her, then yichnes es ishtoi. Then you're allowed to marry your wife because now she's not called achos kukosai. What's going to be meisa yivam? Let's say the yivama dies. So also yichnes es ishtoi. The ma'aseh now the zika goes off altogether, and therefore the sister, you're allowed to marry your wife. Mace yovim, what's going to be if the yovim is mace? Meaning there's no other brothers alive, now you're the only brother, and you already made kedushin with the sister, so now this ish is an heir with you. So lachar is yaitzias ishta beget. You have to give your wife a get by sister kenas, because she married like achos kukosai. V'yesha sachiv b'chalitza. And now you have to give Yesha Sachiv, you have to give her Chalitza. So like here you have no Eitza, because if you're still going to make Chalitza to the other one, to the Yivamam, so then your wife is also to you. She's called Achois Chalitzosai, she's also to you. So if the Eitza is first, you have to give your wife a get, because she's also to you anyway. And now, the Yivam, you have to make Chalitza. Even though before we had the Chura Achois Chalitzosai is an erva to you, that you're part of him Chalitza also. But over here, since when your brother's wife, the Yavama, fell to you first, there was no, you didn't marry the sister yet. So when she first fell, there was a mitzvah yibum. Therefore now, even though you married the sister, the ma'aseh still the zika left in a koponim, you have to make chalitza. Your Mishnah Yud. Ha-yivama loitach loitz loitis yabim at sheyesh lo shloshe chadoshim. As after her husband died, they have no children as a mitzvah yibum. So she's supposed to wait before she receives chalitza, before she receives yibum, 3 months, like lahavchin, to make sure she's not pregnant from the first husband. Because like this, so she'll make yibum right away, and she'll become pregnant, we won't know who the real father was. Was she pregnant from the first husband or from the second husband? And the Mishnah says, v'chein kol sharnosh, any other lady, that let's say her husband dies, or else she receives a get, the same halacha la yisarsu, she cannot make kedushin erusin v'lo yinosu, she cannot have nisuyin. At shiu lem shlesh chadoshim, they have to wait 3 months Anisha that receives a get or their husband dies, she has to wait 3 chadashim until she can make kedushin. For the same reason, lahavchin, to know clearly who the real father is if she's pregnant. Now the Mishnah says the chiddush that is a gzeria, terechud besulas v'yechud mulas. As even though the Isha was a psulim, she never had nisuyim with the first from the first husband, she only had erisin, so there's no real problem of being a pregnant. Still, there's a light plug. The echad bulis means that she had nisuyim already, and echad grushas v'echad amonis, whether the husband gave her a get or the husband died, echad nisuyas v'echad arusas, whether she was a nisuyim from the first husband, whether she's only an arusa from the first husband. Kitzad is a gzeria light plug that any time an Isha had kedushin and the husband dies or she gets a get, she has to wait 3 months. We have Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, there's no gzeria. Yehuda imah nisuyas yisarsum, that if they had nisuyim before from the first husband and he dies, now she's allowed to make kedushin right away. But that's all, just kedushin, not nisuyim. So she'll wait 3 months until she has nisuyim, she won't become pregnant, she won't have to be with the second husband for 3 months. For harusos, let's say by the first husband, they only had kedushin. So there's no problem of her being pregnant. They didn't have nisuyim, they didn't have bia yet. Yeah, so then you know, so then she's allowed to even remarry and have nisuyim right away, because there's no chash that she's pregnant. Chutz excluding min harusa sheb Yehuda. Only if she was married in Yehuda, and there they had kedushin, and then her husband died, so then she has to wait 3 months. Because in Yehuda, mifnei shaliba gaspa, in Yehuda they're a little bit mekel, that even after the erusin, they were sometimes had beer together. So you have to be afraid, maybe she's pregnant, so in Yehuda she's going to have to wait 3 months. So kids, according to Yehuda, it's only if she had nisuyin with the first husband, then there's a chash she's pregnant, then she has to wait 3 months. But if she only had kedushin with the first husband, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi says, he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because I've lost one more tonight. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Kol ha-noshim yisorsum, enachanami. Any Isha is allowed to make kedushin now, we're not choshes. No, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, says, even though that nisuyim with the first husband, and the husband dies, so now, and the husband gives her a get, she's allowed to make kedushin right away. And so the nisuyim, she'll have to wait 3 months. Chutz min almona, excluding if the first husband died, even though the first husband only made kedushin, here she's not allowed to make even kedushin. Why? Bifnei ibul, that's his chiddush, that since the husband dies, machmas din avelus, like, it's not nice that she should remarry, not even to make kedushin, even though there's no chash that she was pregnant. But bifnei ibul, that she should be mitzabul on the first husband, she should not make kedushin even during the first 30 days. Yemishnir Aleph, arbo achin, let's say there are 4 brothers, that nesuyin arbanoshim. 4 of them were married. Could be there are more brothers. Say there are 6 brothers altogether. 4 of the brothers were married to 4 different noshim. For Mason, all 4 brothers died. So locha now, all 4 wives, the 4 different batim, all 4 of them fall now to the 2 brothers that are alive. Simrod's agodushim, the older brother now, wants to, liyabim eskum, if he wants to marry miyabim, all of them, horoshus biyod, he has the right to. If he could afford it, he has enough money to support them, he has the right. Here there's no issa. Since each one fell from a different bias, there's no issa to miyabim, all 4 of them. Mashenkein, mishaho, yenos, lishtei noshim. Let's say one brother was married to 2 wives. Vames, and that brother died. Now, for mitzvah yibum, there's only mitzvah upon 1 of them. The brothers cannot be miyabim, both of them. Here we say, biyosol, oichalitzosa, shalachas mien, pateroserosa. If one of the brothers now make beer with one of them, or makes chalitzer on one of them, that takes off the zika completely, and now for care, there's no mitzvah yibum on the other one, she's an heir of the geshesach. What's going to be out of these 2 wives that your brother had? Hoisachas ksheira, one of them is mutter to remarry to a kohen. V'yachas psula, one of them has a psula, and she can't get married to a kohen anyway. So now, if you want to give them chalitza, the Eitzah Tovah is, if you want to make chalitza, chalas lepsula, give chalitza to the one that's possible to kohen anyway. Because the chalitza is also with the Rabbanim, they get to remarry to a kohen. So therefore, not to ruin it for anybody else, for the other one, let her have the psul chalitza. But if you want to be miyabim, then miyabim l'ksheira, be miyabim to the kosher one. Means then, even if you want to be miyabim l'ksheira one, you could. If you want to do the psul, you could do it also, if you're not a kohen. But call upon him here, if you want to, you could even marry the ksheira also. You're not ruining it for anybody.
Here, Mishnah Yud Beis, Hamach Zeh Gerushosoy.
After somebody gives the get to his wife, then she remarries to somebody else and she has nesuyin. And then the second husband either dies or gives her a get. And now the first husband marries her back again. So he's over a lav ater. It's a lav not to be masig v'shosoy if she lived with somebody else. Or else after he gave chalitza, now there's a lav of kivan asher lo yivne as beis achiv, that he's not allowed to marry him, and he goes and he marries his over lav atayra. Or else for yanoi say kroivas chalitzosay. After you give chalitza to your brother's wife, then you go marry her sister, you go marry her mother. Which we had before, it's a lav not to marry the kroivim. Don't see these are the words of Rabbi Kiva. So lachar is, yoytze, you're supposed to give her a get because she's also to you. But even if you have children, if you have vlad, mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that if they have children, the kids are mamzer. This is Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. First of all, masig v'shos, even though it's only a lav, he holds from chai v'lavin, there's also a mamzer. V'noisech l'tzosa, he holds us in Issa d'iraisa. Even though we had before, it's only us with the Rabbanan, he holds us also in d'iraisa, and therefore the vlad is a mamzer. For Chomram, the Chomram say, no, ain't a vlad mamzer. So narration, because it's only chai v'lavin, you need chai v'krisis to make a mamzer. In the second case, is we hold it's only us with the Rabbanan. So pshita, the vlad is not a mamzer. But umoydim, even the Chomram agree, v'noisei kroivas gerushosei, the case we give a get to your wife, and then you marry her kroivim, marry her sister, she's also to midirasi, she's an erva to you, she's a chai v'krisis. So lachar is then, shavlad mamzer, if you have child from him, that kid is called the mamzer, that's from a chai v'krisis. Now, Mishnah Yugimel, Eizeyu mamzer, what's called the mamzer? The pasuk says, lo yovei mamzer v'kal Hashem, there's a law that a mamzer cannot marry into Kal Yisrael. So who's called the mamzer? So Mishnah says, Azeyu mamzer shu kol sher bosor, any issa krevus shu b'lo yovei, that there's a love, anytime a Torah says a love, you're not allowed to marry that lady, and you go and marry her over the love, and you have a child, the kid's a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva, that for chai v'lavin, you become a mamzer. Shimon HaTemonia, Shimon HaTemonia says no, kol shechayovim olav chorus v'dei shemayim, it has to be that she's also to the chiv chorus, there's only a love, they're not a mamzer, it has to be a chai v'krisis. And v'yalocha k'dvor, we paskin like Shimon HaTemonia. Now Rabbi Yeshua says he's moving a bigger mekel that kol shechayovim olav mises bezdin, only an isha that's a chayv misa if you live with her, then the kid's a mamzer. If you're not chayv misa, it's only chayv koris. Rabbi Yeshua holds the kid is not a mamzer. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Shimon Azai says that motzosi megilas yuchsin yushlaim. He found the megillah that says over the halachas of yuchsin yushlaim. The kosabon has written like this. That ish ploini mamzer meshes ish. This kid is a mamzer because the father lived with an eshes ish. So there's a raya, you have to have a chai v'mises bezdin. Like kaim divrei Rabbi Yeshua, there's a raya to Rabbi Yeshua that you're only a mamzer if you live with an isha at your chai v'mises for. Now the Mishnah says, ish doi shemesa. What if your wife dies, the locher is then mutav achaisai. Then you're allowed to marry your sister. But calls the man, your wife is alive, even though you gave her a get, you're also to marry your sister. Gersha v'mesa, let's say you gave a get to your wife, and then she dies, mutav yachoisa, then you mutav to marry your sister. Niseis liyacha v'mesa, let's say your wife, after you gave her a get, she got married to somebody else, and then she died, taloch rizvaita mutav achoisa, you're allowed to marry your sister, this is the klal. As long as your wife died, then you're allowed to marry your sister. Yevim toisha mesa, whether you miyabim her or not, but she was yevomom, after she dies, mutav achoisa, you're allowed to marry your sister. It's not worse than your own wife. After you make given, she's like your wife, and if she dies, then you let her marry your sister. Cholatz lo v'meisa, let's say gave chalitza to Yavama, and then she was meisa pshita, and also muta b'achos, you let her marry her sister. Here after Perek Chamishi, Rabbi Gamliel says, ein get acha get. Let's say your brother had two eyes, and both of them fall to the brothers for Yibum. And one of the brothers, let's say, gives the get to one of them. So, midrabanan, the get works, it takes off zika. So then, and get acha get, let's say he decides to give a get to the second wife, doesn't help anymore. Hosamanashar, get is only midrabanan.
And Midrabbanan, the first get, took off Zika from Dol Bayis. Therefore, the second wife says, she's not Zokah to you anymore. So if you give the second one a get, it means nothing. For Loi Maimaracha Maimar, the same thing. When the two sister-in-laws fall to you for Yibim, so Midrabbanan, if you make a Kedushin, the Kedushin is Chal Midrabbanan. So if you make a Kedushin on one of them, it's like you married them. So again, like Midrabbanan, it's Pukah the Zika from the other one. And therefore, you can't make Maimar on the second wife. She's like not B'mokim Yibim anymore. So these are both Midrabbanan. Now, V'loi Bila Acha Bila. Let's say you Miyabim one of them. So if you make Bia, you can't make the Mitzvah Yibim. Pshita, that takes off Zika completely. And then there's no more Mitzvah on the other wife. And if you go live with the other wife, you're living with an Erevet HaKesh Yisach, but there's no Mitzvah Yibim. And then also, V'loi Chalitza HaChalitza. If you give Chalitza to one of the wives, so that Midiraisa takes off Zika for no bias. So again, if your brother had two wives, and you go now and you give one of them Chalitza, that takes off the complete Zika. And therefore, if you give Chalitza to the second one, it means nothing. She's not also to a Kain. However, the Chachom say, Yesh Get, Acha Get, yes. The mice, even though you gave Get to the first Yivama, but Midiraisa, the Get doesn't work by Yibum. You have to give Chalitza to take off Zika Midiraisa. Therefore, the Get is only a Svar Midirabonim. But Midiraisa, both of them must look Zokal Yibum. Therefore, Chachom say, if you give the Get to the second Yivama, it's also called she received the Get. Midirabonim. And should be also to a kohen afterwards. And v'yeish ma'imaracha ma'imar. If you make kedushin on one, the kedushin on the second one, the same thing. Since midiraisa, the zikr is still there. If you make a kedushin is chal midirabonin. And you'll be also with a kroivim. Avloy acha bila, avloy achalitza klum. Let's say you make yibum, you make beer with one of them. So beer midiraisa takes off the zikr from the other one. Therefore, she's not a nation sach but mokim yibum. So therefore, the second bia means nothing. Same thing, chalitza. If you give chalitza, that takes off the zika midiraisa. So there's no more zika on either of them. And therefore, if you give the second one a second chalitza, that means nothing. You now Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah explains. Ketzad, what's the case of also maimer b'yavimtoi? By your brother that died, his wife, you give a kedushin. Again, midiraisa, you can't be mekadisha. Midiraisa is like an heir for Tekesh Yisach until you make bia. It's only when you make bia, that's the kinyan, that's the mitzvah midiraisa. So if you make give a kedushin, it's only midirabanan. So locher is, v'nosan lo get. In other words, first you made maimer, and then you gave her a get. So locher is, it's still tzricha mena chalitza, like midiraisa, you didn't take off the zika. So you still have to give a chalitza to take off the zika. What's going to be also maimer v'chalitza? Let's say first you made kedushin with her, and then you gave a chalitza. So true, the chalitza takes off the zikah completely midiraisa. But since midirabonin you make kedushin first, you have to take off that kinyan midirabonin, and therefore tzricha meinu get. You still have to give her a get to take off the kedushin that was chal midirabonin. What's going to be also maimer? First you give a kesef of kedushin, and then oh boy, you make the bia with the yavam with your brother's wife. So the Mishnah says, "Harei zuki mitzvosa." This is the ikra mitzvah. This is the way the chachamim want you to do the mitzvah. Even though midiraisa, you don't have to make a maimer first, but midirabbanan is derech eretz not to start making bia right away, but first make a kedushin and then do the mitzvahs bia, then do the mitzvahs yibum. Now Mishnah Gimel, no san get. Let's say you gave a get to yavama for yosa maimer, and then after you gave her get, then you made kedushin. So again, midiraisa, he didn't do anything, but midirabbanan, both of them are chal. And therefore the locher is, a tzricha get v'chalitza. You have to still give a get for the second maimer, for the maimer that you made. And midiraisa, you have to have chalitza to take off the zika. What's going to be nosan get? Let's say you gave her a get. And then you'll boil. You'll boil the same yavama, the same wife, your brother's wife, after you gave her a get. So even though midirabbanan is also to make bia, because midirabbanan the get took off the zika, but midiraisa the bia still works. So locher is now tzricha get. You have to give her get now for the bia that you made. Now as midiraisa you take a kainha, but you have to give her now a get because it's also to mekayimha, because since you gave her a get first, you passed her. Midirabbanan you took off the zika. So midirabbanan she's an erva, therefore you have to give her a get. and the chalitza, you also have to give the chalitza now for the zika. Because since the first get that you gave, that really like makes it that you're not allowed to make beer anymore. And therefore, like with the Rabbanan, that beer is a beer sisa. So therefore, like the zika is still left over, therefore you still have to give chalitza to get rid of the chalitza, to get rid of the zika. What's going to be nosan get? First you gave her a get, and then the cholet she made chalitza. So now I'm on a shock. With the rice and the Rabbanan, there's no more zika. And therefore, ain acha chalitza klum. He can't do anything after this. That's all. There's no more chalitza. She's mutter to an acha, and you're also to her. What's going to be cholatz? First you made chalitza, and then the yosa maimer. Then you're makadisha. You gave a kedushin. Or else, nosan get. After you made chalitza, you gave her a get. Or boiler. Or after you made chalitza, then you made bia. Or else, oi, boil the Mishnah says, or else first you made beer with her, first thing you made beer, your kernel completely, and then v'yosa maima, then you made a kedushin with her. Or else, nosan get, after you made the beer, you gave her a get. Or else, v'cholas, after you made the beer, you made chalitza. So, locher is, ein acha chalitza klum. In other words, after you gave chalitza, after that, nothing helps anymore. And really, our Mishnah goes like Rav Akiva, it holds that Kedushin is now Tosfos and Chai V'Lavin. And therefore, once you give a Chalitza, it's now the Maisa, there's a Lav not to remarry her. So therefore, if you give her Kedushin, Maimer afterwards, the Kedushin is not Chal. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, if you gave Chalitza first, or else you will boil her first. So the Maisa, the Chalitza first, that took off the Zika, now there's a Lav. So therefore, you can't have any Kedushin after that. And really, like Gemara says, the Mishnah at this point also should have said that when you boil, ein acha bia klum, it's the same halacha. That you make bia, so you make bia first, and mekayim mitzvah yibum, you take off the zika, so she's your wife. And therefore, ein acha, there's no more maimri after that, there's no machlitzri after that. If you want to give her a get, really the Mishnah just like it says, ein acha chlitzri klum, you could have said, ein acha yibum klum also. Now the Mishnah says, achas, means the exact same halacha applies. Whether it's a Yavoma Achas Liyavam Echad, whether your brother that was Nifta only had one wife, so it's one Yavoma falling Liyavam Echad, there's only one brother alive now, and the Achas, the same halachas apply also, whether it's Shtei Yavamis, whether your brother had two wives, and both wives now fall Liyavam Echad to this brother that's alive right now, all these halachas apply, that we give Chalitza or Maim or Get or Bia, all these same halachas applies. Now the Mishnah explains, Mishnah Dalit. What's going to be Ketzad, like what's the case of Shtei Yevomois Liyavim Echad? Your brother had two wives, and both of them now fall to the brother that's alive. So also Maima Bazet, let's say the brother, the Yevom that's alive now, gives Kedushin to one of them. And also Maima Bazet, then he gives Kedushin to the other one. So even though they're both like Zokak Liyavim, and each one is Achais, it can't be Miyavim both of them, but I call upon the Maimer Schal on both of them, the Midrabonin. And therefore, Tzrichoi Shnei Gitin, you have to give both of them a get, because when he gave the first one Maimer, Midiraisim means nothing, they're both still Zokak to you. And therefore, when we give the second one Maimer also, Midiraisim, it's nothing, they're still a Zika. So therefore, Midrabonin now, it's still like you're married to both of them, and therefore, Midrabonin, you have to give both of them a get. But that alone does not take off the Zika, but the Chalitza, you also have to give Chalitza to one of them, and that takes off the Zika, now they're both mutter to marry Leshuk, to marry somebody else. What's going to be if you do a Maim of Bezev, a Get Bezev? To one wife you give Maim, you give a Kedushin, and the other one you give her a Get. So Lach is like this, a Tzarich, a Get, you have to give a Get to the one that you made Maim with, the Chalitza, you have to give Chalitza. And the chalitza is to either one of them. Either one you give chalitza to, that takes off the zika midiraisa. Now the tzar is also muta. What's going to be maima bozeh? First the yav and the brother alive now makes kedushin with one of them, and then he'll boil a zulik. He did an issa midirabanan, and he went and made beer with the other one, because midirabanan, once you marry the first one, you made maima, you're not allowed to be miyav anymore the second one. So therefore the locher is tzrichoi shnei gitin. You have to give a get to both of them. You can't live with either one of them, because they're both like also. Since you made Maimer with one and B and the other one, so with your eyes, really the B is Kaina, she is your wife. Levite, since you already made Kedusha with the other one, you can't stay married to both of them. They're both also to you. And therefore you have to give them both a get. And the Chalitza, but you still have to give Chalitza to take off the Zika.
even though you made a bee here, but that bee was the bee's psula. Since that ish was also to you, midirabonin, she's not an eshesach, but mokim yibim anymore, so therefore that bee did not work midirabonin. And therefore, with the Rabbanan, like the Zika is still here, and therefore you have to give a chalitz to take off the Zika with the Rabbanan. Now let's say, Maim Abuzeh, first you made a Kedushin in the first wife, and then B'cholos Lazeh, the second one, he gave chalitza. Sayyid Al-Akhri is Harisha, Harishayna, Tzricha Get. He still have to give a get to the first one. Because you made a Maimer, you have to take it off. But once you made chalitza the second one, that takes off the Zika, you don't have to do anything else after that. What's going to be get lozev a get lozev? You gave both of them a get. So true midrabanan, you gave a get, but midrais a get means nothing. The zika is still there, therefore tzricha semena chalitza. You still have to give one of them chalitza. What's going to be get lozu? First you gave a get to one of them, and then oboyer lezu, then you made beer with the other one. So true midrais a the beer is a good beer, and she should be your wife. But the ma'aseh midrabbanan, since she gave a get to the first one, midrabbanan, like chalitza, took off the zika. So therefore, the bee is called the bee's issa. She's not the mokem mitzvah yivim anymore. Therefore, tzricha get the chalitza. You have to give the one you were boiled, that's the ma'aseh kedushin, like you made a ma'aseh yibum. And therefore, you have to give her a get. Now, midrabbanan, and what did midrabbanan, the zika wasn't taken off yet, because that bee was the bee's issa. Therefore, the chalitza is left to give one of them chalitza. What's going to be get lezu? First you gave a get to one of them, and then umayim lezu, the second one you mekadesh, you make kedushin. So midiraisa, the zika is still here. You didn't do anything to take off the zika. So only midirabon that you made a kedushin, and therefore tzricha get, the one that you made a maim with, you have to give her a get to take away that kedushin midirabonin. For the chalitza, you still have to give one of them chalitza to take off the zika midiraisa. What's going to be get lezu v'cholas lezu? First you gave the get to one, then you gave a chalitza to the second one, so that's enough, you yotzam. Ein acha chalitza klum, since you gave a chalitza, you took off the zika completely, and you don't have to do anything else after this. Like both of them are mutta l'shuk, to be married to other people. Now you're up to Mishnah. It's continuing on, still the same case, that your first brother had two wives, and he was nifta now, so both wives fall to the second brother, Levim. So what's going to be now, cholatz v'cholatz? He gave chalitza to both of them. Oy cholatzos, he gave chalitza first, and then v'yosa maimer. Second, he made maimer. Because it means nothing. Once he gave chalitza, so the zika's off completely. Now there's a lav to marry him. Therefore, the kedusha is not chal at all. What's going to be nosan get? He gave a get to one of them. Or boy, you made bia on the second one. See, even though midiraisa, the bia should be a good bia, but since you gave a get first, like midirabonin, you made her, you took off the zika midirabonin, and therefore that bia is called the bia's psula, you still have to fix her up yet. All your rails, you boil the first one, and then you boil the second one also. So for the first one is a good maisa yibum, and the second one is sana bia's issa. I boil the yosa maim, or else first you made bia. You made maim in the second one. Or else nosan get, you gave a get to one, and then v'cholat, you made chalitza to the second one. So lachra is like this, in all these cases, einacha chalitza klum. Once you gave chalitza to that one, that's it, you don't have to worry about the other one anymore. Because once you gave chalitza to the first one, so you don't have to worry about the second one anymore. The second one is also mutter to all the kroivos. The second one's chalitza is not chal. And who adin einacha bia klum? If you made bia with the first one, so that pot is all the zika. We do the second one is nothing. You don't make any yisurim. So again, so on the ratio of the mishnah, we gave chalitza first. That's the klal of ein acha chalitza klum. And the safe of the mishnah says about bol, who was bol the first one first. That's also the klal einacha bia klum. Now the mishnah says bein yavim echod lishtei yivamos bein shnei yivamim liyavama echos. We have before, the same halach applies, where the two wives, to your brother, two wives, falls to one brother alive now, or else ben shnei yevomin, li yevomachas, there are two brothers alive now, and your brother only had one wife. Now, Mishnah Vov, there's a continuation again, now we're talking about one yevom to one yevom. Your brother only had one wife when he died, and there's only one brother alive. So that's going to be cholatz, first he gives the chalitza, and then v'yosa maimer, he's mekadesha. Which means nothing, since he gave a chalitza first, she's also with a lav now, the kedusha is not chal. Nosan get, let's say first he gave her a get, so with the rabbanan now she's also tim, because the get with the rabbanan is like a chalitza, and then obol, then he made beer with her. Obol arose first, he made beer, he made yibum,
for Yosan he made Maimer, or else for Nosan get. First he gave her a get, and then v'cholatz, salachar izeinacha chalitza klum. As long as you gave this Yivam a chalitza, that's it. Once you gave a chalitza, whatever you do afterwards is useless. Let's say you gave a chalitza, and then you made Maimer with them, that Maimer is like the ratio, the Maimer is not chal. Now the chiddush is bein betchilo, whether you gave a chalitza first, sedem shita, you take off all the zika, bein biemsa, whether you make chalitza in the middle, or even bein basoif, whenever you made the chalitza, the klal is from then onwards, nothing works. If you made a maim before, so you still have to give her a get to take away that maim you made before. But once you give her chalitza, anything after that, nothing is chal. Now the Mishnah says, va'bi'ilo bizman shi betchilo. If you boil your brother's yavama first, you mekayim the mitzvah, so that's it. She's your wife, the chol dover, and therefore the klal ain achre klum. Whatever you do afterwards, there's no more get, there's no more zika, there's no more chalitza, because there's no more zika, everything went off. Ain achre klum. But the yemtzuv asoif, let's say first you gave her get, and then you made yibum, that's called the biyasisa, or else even basoif. At the end you make a beer, which again it's a beer sisam, because you did things before that paslam with rabbonim, then the locher is yeshach reklum. Since that beer is called the beer psula, a beer psula is not kind of for you, the mid rabbonim, does not take off the zika, and therefore the zika is still there, therefore you can still give her a chalitza, you can still give her a get, you can do things after that. Rabbi Nechemya says like this, Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, achas bila, whether you make a bila, you boil the yavama, v'yachas chalitza, bein betchila, bein b'yemtza, bein mesayif, ein achre klum. There's no even by bia, even though you do bia in the middle with her, but once you do bia, midiraisa, that's the kinyan, and that takes off all the zika, and after that, there's no more dinim. Now, since midiraisa, the bia is kaina, so that's it, that takes off all the zika, afterwards you can't give her any more, you can't give her get, you can't give chalitza, it's not chal after this. All right, we'll continue on the next tape.